The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air, Saturday, November 2nd. Can you believe it's November, my friend Rose? Hey, Rose.
I can believe it because it was snowing like a bugger when I left Oostburg.
What did I see? I saw there was a state sectional in Oostburg.
Yeah.
And they had to like snowplow the field.
Yep. So they put out an SOS like the Packers do and said, can anybody come and shovel this off? And well, people did it. In dozens of people showed up.
The industrial people of Oostburg responded.
I mean, it was fantastic. They put this huge tarp out and then they had a snowblower going alongside it, dumping it onto the tarp, removing it. I thought that was good.
I think then a couple of schools in the Milwaukee area copied it. Because I think they saw it online and went, oh, that's a cool way to do it.
Again, the industrious Oostburgians. Oostburgians?
I like that, Oostburgians. Yes. Although, my daughter and her husband and another couple were just in the Netherlands, and they were very curious about asking about Oostburg because of the Dutch heritage there.
Yeah.
And they said it's Oostburg in Dutch.
Oh.
So we're not saying it right.
But you have two O's.
Uh-huh, but they're saying Oostburg, so.
Way to go.
Okay.
Dutch people. Yeah. And your weights and measures.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here we go. We've got an hour to talk to you. There's all sorts of things going on. There's all sorts of places. You know what I wanted to talk about a couple of weeks ago and I completely forgot about was the woman that on the cruise ship that crawled out on the balcony, took the selfie, and then got thrown off the boat and is banned for life from that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure in the 30 plus years of travel, you've seen it all.
Well, and sometimes you just wonder what possessed you to book a cruise and behave like this. And I guess sometimes if you think about it, there are people who want to get away from their everyday life and think that they're on a cruise ship and that that gives them complete carte blanche and freedom to do whatever they want because no one will ever see it. But yeah, I don't know. There's cameras everywhere. So
right,
I don't
on cruise ships?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're thinking, but man, oh man, oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's going on in the Fox World Empire?
Well, you know, as I was driving in and I was listening to the Fix-It guests and they were going kind of into their companies and bragging, if you will, about their companies, I thought, I think it's time that I brag a little bit about our company, right? I mean, do you know that Fox World Travel is the 27th largest travel agency in the United States?
That's fantastic.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, there's like 30,000 travel agencies or something like that.
But
so this is a big deal.
Well, and it's not this big conglomerate either, right? It's a family-owned company?
It's a family-owned company. If you have not ever looked at our website, and it's snowing where you are, or it's going to be crummy one day, and you just want to look at it, foxworldtravel.com. You know, I work for the sexy side of the company. I work for the vacation department. And man, we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We've got destinations. We got the world. The world is my oyster, right? But if you talk about business travel, man, we got that nailed. So we are a travel management company, and we are closing in now on 280-plus employees, all in something crazy like 13 states or something like that. So we're everywhere. We're everywhere, and we're getting a national recognition and exposure, which is kind of what we're looking for. But, you know, I talk to people who tell me that they have a sizable corporate account, and they're letting their travelers do their booking on their own.
Don't.
And just submitting an expense report and then being taken to task because they spent too much money on an airline ticket or they let an airline ticket become non-refundable and then it expired because they ended up not using it because their event or meeting was canceled or any of that kind of thing. I'm just saying, we have got this thing down and we've got a group department, we've got a meetings and incentives division. And then, if you've ever thought about getting into travel, I was listening to one of your guests say that if you've ever thought about getting into HVAC,
sure,
they would take you. Check out our careers under our resources page. There's always jobs available.
So I'm going to guess you need a personality for that,
yeah,
right? But you need a heart for customer service.
Very much so.
Right? You need a curiosity, right? And you want to... I would think that's the fun side, right?
Oh,
so you're helping people have fun.
Absolutely. And so maybe you're looking at this going, well, I don't really have any expertise in business travel. I really would love to help because although much of our business booking is automated, we still have people, lots and lots of people, 365 days a year, I might add, at your disposal. So maybe I want to learn that aspect of, we've even got a training program for those people. Meetings and incentives is growing so fast we can't keep up. So you are Danny Clayton and you have a company and you want to bring all your salespeople into a particular spot and you want a program arranged. We do that for you. Even if you don't use us for your...
Right. I mean, all the way down to food and
absolutely
beverage?
Absolutely. Food
really?
And beverage and manning a hospitality table and doing transportation and all of those things. I mean, you can pick and choose. It's a la carte. What do you want us to do? So for those of you out there who listen to me talk about vacations, and that is the fun side of the company, I won't lie, we've got lots going on at Fox. We're a pretty big deal. So as Danny said, third generation of a family-owned company, we are a Fox family. We care about one another, and it's unique, I think.
Nice. All right. There you go.
I'll get off my soapbox.
No, do it. Okay. Listen, I mean, I've said this for years doing the Saturday morning show. There's so many people, there's so many companies that will come in and they don't wind up on our air, but make a lot of noise and then they're gone. And it happens. So customer service really counts. In the Midwest, it really, really, really counts. And so Fox World Travel, there you go. When you go to that website, you're going to see business travel. You're going to see vacations, groups, resources, contact us. It's a very vibrant, really well put together website, and that's where you can start. Where are you going? What are you doing? We want to hear about it. 414-799-1620. That is a number. Get a hold of us. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It's the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
918 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is on the air for Saturday, November 2nd. Just a reminder, it is a time change. The good time change is tonight. We get the extra hour of sleep.
Don't start.
And now with an opposing opinion, Rose and I have had this for years. Listen. We get an extra hour.
Okay.
All right.
But here's the thing. As I was getting ready to leave, I had the Today Show on the television in my home, and a physician was telling the audience that this falling back is not good for your health. And I Googled it, and it's true. You are more likely to have a heart attack or stroke when your sleep is deprived. And you are more likely to have a car crash. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you think that you get another hour of sleep? No, you don't.
I will tell you this. Being a parent equipped me for all of this because you are always sleep deprived.
Yes, that's right? True.
You're always sleep deprived.
Yes, that's very true.
And now we get this, you know, our cat is nuts. And it's one that comes in the middle of the night. And it doesn't even, it's not even a meow. Our cat is, there's something wrong with it. And it's like, meow. And it's just on and on and on. So I don't think I've had a full night's sleep this century. So, for sure. So I'm used to it, my friend.
Yeah.
All right.
But we were talking about seasonal depression, and we do think people should get away to a sunny place this winter.
Yeah, how about it? So, all right, there you go. Here we sit, November 2nd, 2019. What are the, okay, let's talk about options, right?
Yep.
Traditionally, for the Milwaukee market, the Milwaukee market loves to go to Mexico.
Right.
And Mexico usually starts with at least the Cancun area.
Yeah.
But over the years, it's built up from Cancun and then what, Playa del Carmen?
Playa del Carmen. So and we go down to the Riviera Maya, which is that's where Playa del Carmen is.
Okay. And then other places are built up.
Yeah. So Acapulco was always big. I mean, Elizabeth Taylor went to Acapulco all the time.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Well, she's not able to go there anymore.
What I'm saying is that's not
the hot spot. No, it lost its allure.
It's cachet.
But so more places like Ixtapa, Cabo San Lucas is just going crazy the last couple of years, that people are looking at a map and saying, oh, this is pretty far south, and it's hanging off of California here. I think I could handle that.
Okay.
Puerto Vallarta is always a good bet. Always, always a good bet. Huatulco, I don't know, 10, 12 years now has absolutely been something. People are saying, okay, been to Cancun, been to Riviera Maya. Even Cozumel can stand alone now as a warm weather destination if you're looking for that.
Do each of these places have their own character?
They all do. And
so I shouldn't
honestly
say Mexico is Mexico.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that would be like saying people in New York are like people in L.A. Because think how big Mexico is.
There I know. I mean, they're not.
All right. Yeah. So it's a big, big, big country. And you can go to the West Coast. You can go to the East Coast. That's where the water is. That's where people are drawn to. But there certainly are other places throughout the country that you can visit that are warm as well.
When Andrea Pratarelli was in filling for you, she said, I could put you, Danny, in a place in Mexico and you could think it's Jamaica.
Right. Absolutely, because that whole area is on the Caribbean, and so you get a much more Caribbean vibe than you sometimes get a Mexican vibe. Now, of course, with the Day of the Dead and all the things that have been going on this weekend, you would know you are in Mexico just because there's right. sugar skulls and things right. all over the place. But yeah, I mean, you could absolutely be in some of the resorts in the Riviera Maya area and not have a clue. And the Riviera Maya has extended itself so far south. That's like 90 miles now of highway that will take you all the way down to Akumal and much further south than that even. So everybody's looking for an adventure. Everybody's looking for something new. I shouldn't say that, actually. Some people actually say, I just like to go to the same place every year because I know the staff and I know what it's going to be like. And I just don't even want any more surprises. We found the perfect place and that's what we're going to do. So
We're starting to fill up with text questions. We'll love the live questions as well at 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
925 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show on the air, Saturday, November 2nd. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here, and we got some text questions. Looking for the live calls, too, and we'll get to those first because live is more fun. However, this texting thing sometimes. Rose, would you say Acapulco is a bit dated? Why did it fall out of favor?
I think exactly that. I think it became dated that the resorts were not upgrading their properties. There were a couple of really, really well-known properties there, one of which was the Princess Resort, a couple others. They turned into timeshares. That was a turnoff for some people. They were sold a couple times and weren't managed well. The all-inclusive took a while to hit Acapulco. It was all over the Caribbean side of Mexico. Then it went into Puerto Vallarta, and Acapulco was behind the eight ball in the all-inclusive game. So all in all, truth be told, they did have some crime issues there. So it just fell out of favor, and the charters stopped going to Acapulco. And when a charter stops going from Milwaukee, if you are looking to leave out of Milwaukee, that is going to be a problem because we Milwaukeeans like to go nonstop out of Milwaukee.
Especially if your name is Rose Gray.
Well, I'm a little more flexible, actually.
So we're going to a wedding in Cleveland next week. Our return flight, you'll love this.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin? Oh, Ohio. Okay.
Ohio. So our return flight is Cleveland to Baltimore to Milwaukee.
Oh,
I know.
It's Southwest, isn't it?
It is. How'd you know?
Because it's Baltimore. That's right. Where they connect everybody.
Got it. Rose, any trips to Vietnam in the fall of 2020? If so, who'd be a good contact agent in Milwaukee? If no planned trips, what's a good company to go through? That's
well,
from D.
We don't have a group departure for Vietnam. We will maybe do that every 2 or 3 years. And I just did it in 2019, so probably not going to do it again. And fall, we typically like to do December, January, February, or March. March is getting into the monsoon slash hot season, so we bumped it back last year. We went the 29th of January, left on the 19th of that month. So a couple things. We do have an expert on staff. It's Kimberly Rathel. She happens to be in the Sheboygan area, so she's very capable of helping you. You can find her on our website or 866-GO-FOX-GO during the week and ask to be transferred to Kimberly. I will also give you this tip. I prefer to do Vietnam north to south. So I would start in Hanoi, and then I would go down to Saigon, aka Ho Chi Minh City. And I can go into reasons, but I just feel like that's better. And if you can include Cambodia and do Siem Reap and do Angkor Wat and Angkor Thom of the temples, you're there anyway. Why not try to get that in?
Got it.
Yeah.
Rio Palace, Costa Rica in May. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's an awesome property. We use a lot for our customers as well as some of our groups. And any all-inclusive in Costa Rica to me is a good bet. Just make sure that you don't get so comfortable that you don't leave the resort and then you don't go see the Arenal volcano and you don't go see the Monte Verde cloud forest and you don't go zip lining because you had too many cocktails and it was too nice to stay back at the resort.
Costa Rica is one of those spots that's where people retire.
Oh,
I mean, they love it.
For sure. And most of the people speak English. They have the highest literacy rate in all of Central America. It's a wonderful, wonderful spot.
Very quickly, and I don't want to put you on the spot, I think I saw that Southwest Airlines is going to discontinue direct flights at NYC. Is
that
true?
That's true.
Why?
I think they can't fill up the plane. Here's a little tip. I'm going to be taking a little excursion on Southwest in December, and I will see how full that plane is. It's a Sunday to a Monday. I'm going to just be there overnight, and I will come back and report how full the plane was, and that might be the answer to the question.
Not enough, huh?
No, I don't think they can fill the planes.
What?
No, not three. It's 2 or 3 nonstops a day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
And they'd rather put you in Baltimore, Danny.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, where are you going? What are you doing? Give us a buzz at 414-799-1620. That is the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line at WTMJ on the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Rose Gray. I'm Danny Clayton. There's Rose Gray. See, the time change is affecting me already.
I know, and now you have to be very careful when you drive home because you could have an accident.
Apparently, no. Yeah, see, Rose and I are kind of at opposite ends. I think that this is a pretty decent time change because I do like the extra hour. And Rose says, basically, I'm going to die.
There's this Facebook meme where there is a Native American or an indigenous or whatever I'm supposed to say.
Okay, you covered it.
He says, only a white person would think it's okay to cut 2 inches off the top of a blanket and sew to the bottom of the blanket and think the blanket got longer. Right?
Right.
That explains it so well.
It explains it so well. All right. Text question. Good morning. I'm wondering if Rose can recommend any company she deals with for tours in Anchorage. I'm spending a few days in Anchorage, and I'd like to take some tours that would leave from Anchorage.
Well, we certainly would promote our good friends at Shore Trips because they are a global country, but they are located right here in Milwaukee. And you might be saying to yourself, wait a minute, Shore Trip. Anchorage is in the middle of the state. This doesn't make any sense. They are a company that vets their vendors and makes sure that everything is hunky-dory in the world of safety and all of those kinds of things. And because they do so many excursions in Alaska for their people who are Inside Passage sailors, they have added some for Anchorage as well. So they have got some Anchorage Echo Tour. They've got a wildlife tour. They've got a full day Anchorage. They will take you out. And then I might also say that while you're in Anchorage for a mere $25, you can go to the visitor center and get on the trolley and take a hour plus long city tour with some actual residents of Anchorage who will take you to the earthquake park and will explain to you all of that those things and drop you off at the Ulu Knife Factory if you want to go.
The Ulu Knife Factory. That's
right.
That's a curvy one, right?
That's the curvy one.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. So Shore Trips is just a wonderful option with flight seeing and glacier seeing and bear viewing and all kinds of fun stuff.
Another text. Hi, Danny and Rose. Love the show. Exclamation point. You covered Mexico. Could you do the same with Jamaica?
Sure.
So what are the regions of Jamaica that people like?
Yeah, so the nonstop charter flights and most commercial flights that people are going to use for their vacation trip are going to fly into Montego Bay. And then we used to say, get out of Montego Bay because you are right there by the airport, but that is really not the case anymore. Really, they have expanded that area and they've made it absolutely beautiful. So Montego Bay, if you don't want to take a long transfer to another region, certainly stick around in the Montego Bay area. Lots of good golfing, lots of good all-inclusive resorts within a 30-minute ride radius of the airport. And then you're going to continue. You could go to Ocho Rios, which is, you know, on the a rather long transfer from the airport. I would say probably 90 minutes because they typically stop. Ocho Rios is the place that so many tourists do go and visit. Love it. Absolutely love it. There is Duns River Falls on the way and Falmouth and several other little cities that you can visit along the way. And then on the other side, you could also go to Negril. Now, Negril was always kind of thought of as the bohemian, like hippie region. In fact, a really long time. Yeah, Danny, that's your place. And many years ago, if you were going to rent a car, they wouldn't even let you take it to Negril because it was so, I don't know. It was just, you know, it was just a kind of where all the hippies ended up. And it's not that way anymore. And if you are looking for the most spectacular beaches in Jamaica, you want to go to Negril because that's where the 7 Mile Beach is. And so that's a walkable beach. And there are some phenomenal resorts in the Negril region as well. Some really well-known like Riu properties. Remember, one of the texters asked about Costa Rica Riu Palace. There are a couple of great Riu Palace and Riu resorts in the Negril area, but there are some also very small little boutique-y hotels now that more and more people are asking for. Some people are just saying, you know what, I'm all-inclusive out. I'm done. Mm. I'm really looking to get off property and see some things and maybe eat elsewhere, not always eat on the property.
You know, I don't know. I think I'd be okay with not a beach. Does everybody need a beach?
Not everybody needs a beach. Lots of people are pool people.
Okay.
They're not beach walkers. But if you are a beach walker, then you really are very concerned. Remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe you're gone probably again, but a couple of weeks ago.
I'm sorry, world traveler.
Somebody called about the seaweed problem.
Oh, yeah, remember? I was there.
Okay,
yeah,
so. Yeah. So, you know, that's a concern for some people. So we should also mention that speaking of beaches, this is why technology is so fabulous. My good friend Colleen Allsberg texted and said, don't forget to mention the Puerto Vallarta Alumni Appreciation Vacation that she's hosting February 7th through February 9th. We have a handful of seats left on it. The price is right. The resort is the Reflect in Nueva Vallarta. I'm jealous. I should try to figure out some way to jump on this trip. It's 7 nights at this beautiful, beautiful new Reflect Grand Nuevo Resort. 3 bars, 24 hours concierge and room service, complimentary Wi-Fi. Colleen will be taking the group, and you do not have to be an alumni to come. This is just a group of her favorite friends and those people who have traveled for many years on several of our other groups who have decided they want to get together and have the Fox Alumni Appreciation Puerto Vallarta, Mexico with Apple Vacations, Fox World Travel, and Reflect Nuevo Vallarta.
You send a bail bondsman too?
Yes. February 2nd. This is going to be pretty mellow. This group is pretty mellow. They really don't get in much trouble, Colleen tells me.
Much,
now, if you want to change
much,
that, and sign
much
on.
Trouble. Yeah, not much trouble. No. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, it's the price point is outstanding. There are, like I said, a handful of seats still available. Check it out by going to our website at foxworldtravel.com. Under vacations, under groups, you will find Fox Group Vacations. And when I click on that, I find pretty quickly the link that takes me to those warm weather North American, Alaska, and all-inclusive vacations. And hers is the first one to pop up, Puerto Vallarta Alumni Appreciation Vacation 2020.
Okay, we're going to break. 414-799-1620. Use that. Talk to us. That's the iConnect Mortgage Talk and Text Line on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
947 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. Quick look at the forecast. Scattered rain showers and snow showers. I just said the showers the second way, the same way as the first. So I meant to do that. That's an old DJ trick. Cloudy, 40. Cloudy, 28 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy. Scattered rain showers in the afternoon, 42. Get out of town. Really.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So I must compliment our listeners because they listen with great detail, and they know that you go to like this special place in Jamaica that you really, really like. And it said, what about that place Rose goes to that's very special? Is that inland? Is there a beach there?
Yeah, so it's Trial, T-R-Y-A-L-L, trialclub.com, Trial. You can find it easily. It is a collection of approximately, now I think they're up to about 80 villas, privately owned villas, privately decorated, privately owned villas on a compound that is 2,200 acres that has a championship golf course terraced into the beautiful facility and championship tennis courts as well. And honestly, this is so very cool because within the last 6 weeks or so, somebody that heard me on the air and knows that my daughter, Andrea Pratarelli, is in the Sheboygan office, reached out to her there and said, we want to book it for our family, and we were able to help them make that booking. So that's very, very cool and special to me because we can certainly give insight on almost anything that we sell. Well, let me rephrase that. Anything we sell, we can give you insight on, but we have a special place in our heart for that place. Mm. So when we talk about the villas and the staff and
is that on water?
Yes. So you can either choose a villa that's up in the hills, which is what we like
that's
to do,
yeah,
because the view is spectacular, but also it's much more breezy up there. Mm. And so it's cool by nature. In my 25 plus years of going there, we always stayed away from the beach because those villas at that beach area seemed to have a little bit of a musty smell. And we have now seen
this
five or six.
Is that the ganja?
No, not that musty smell. It's right. the mold and mildewy smell. But also, it's where the pro shop is.
Oh.
Okay, so that's kind of a busier street than we like.
Okay.
We like it to be a little. But the people who have traveled with us throughout the years have said, let's try one at the beach. So they've done an expansive, huge renovation. When we were there this past April, it was starting already. Palm trees were being moved, and it was starting already. And they're going to do a huge renovation. They have done a huge renovation of the beach there, because that was always something that was, if you were a beach person, that may have turned you off. Now the beach is going to be better than ever.
Okay, we're going to break. Going to be back. Got a question about about Honduras, and then several about ganja, and we won't get to those. But that's next on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
953 WTMJ, 37 degrees. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. The website, foxworldtravel.com. We started off the show talking about the company, which is a third-generation company. That counts how much they've grown, how much they do. But business travel, vacations, they do group travel as well. They can put a corporate meeting together. They can incentive program, all sorts of stuff. So we talk about really the kind of the fun going off on a trip thing. But then if you're sending your business people, don't have them do their own travel. Let a professional do it, because the second that there's a travel delay or something, you want somebody to go to bat for you, which is what you guys do with all the vacation people.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's just a matter of who's got my back. That's all I say. Yeah. Who's got my back? And when you were talking about millions of dollars in corporate spend, in business travel spend, you better have somebody watching your people who are traveling for you and making sure that they're making good choices.
Yep. Yep. Okay. A couple of text questions. Could Rose talk about Roatan, Honduras?
Yes, I can. Here's what I know about it. Two things. I've been there once on a cruise ship because it is a very popular destination when you're in that neck of the woods on a cruise. And it is probably some of the most wonderful snorkeling. The beaches are spectacular. The marine life and all of that is outstanding. Sometimes it does get a bad rap because people say it's in Honduras. Is it safe? In general, yes, it is. But just like any place, you can have issues. Always check travel.state.gov to make sure that you are going there during a safe time. But right now, it appears that it's okay to go there. And
well, there's Honduras, and then Nicaragua's in the middle, and then Costa Rica. So
right.
It's in that little stretch, and it's actually Central America, but it's the north part of Central America.
Right. And then there are some really, really cool little private, again, owned unit, 10 unit, 12 unit properties. There are no, to my knowledge, there are no all-inclusives in Roatan right now.
Okay. We have one from John and Eileen in Des Plaines. What are some of the best all-inclusive resorts in Negril?
If I was going to pick my favorite, it would be the Royalton in Negril. I absolutely love that property. There is an Azul Beach by Charisma. I love Charisma and everything that they stand for because they are the manager of the El Dorado Royale and all those properties there. So I absolutely love that. Of course, Sandals is probably one of the most well-known. There is also a Beaches, which is the family version of Sandals there. If I was going to stay at the Royalton in Negril and I could up my game a little bit, I would stay at the Hideaway, which is the all-inclusive, adult-only, more private section at the Royalton in Negril. So those would be my suggestions.
So you fly into Montego Bay?
Yep, you fly into Montego Bay, and then you can do a couple of things.
It's a fur piece.
It's a trek. Some people do crazy stuff. There are a couple of small airlines that do shuttles that way, and they'll do it on the way there just because they're so anxious to get to the resort, and then they'll take the transfer on the way back. But it's not so bad. And there are a couple of ways that we could do private transfers if you wanted to spend the money as well.
What's that road? A1? Is that what
it's
that is?
It's A1.
What is that like?
It's getting better. It used to be, I mean, can you imagine it's a 2-lane highway and if somebody had an accident, you weren't moving forever.
Is that part of the adventures is getting there? I mean, is it kind of cool to look out the window?
It is pretty cool. And you're going through some towns along the way and that kind of a thing. But you're absolutely right. There's one road around the island. That's absolutely it. So,
okay. Text question. When is the best time to go to Greece?
Well, summer, of course. I mean, if you can...
Wouldn't it be beastly hot?
It can be beastly hot, but if you... when I say summer, I'm encompassing May through October. My summer in my mind is very broad. Because, so August, it's... You don't even want to think about going there in August because every European in the world has holiday during August and usually the entire month. So they spend the whole entire time in beachy type areas and maybe they go island hopping or whatever. So, yeah. So if you're doing the islands, definitely stay away from August. September's great. October's great. May can be not so bad actually as well. So beginning of June, they're still considering that spring season over there. So you could go there as well during that time.
We got about a minute. Let's talk about Colleen's thing again because there's a handful of seats on this thing, which sounds pretty cool.
It's February 2nd, and it's at a new resort that we're very excited about. And just because it's called the Alumni Trip, it doesn't mean you have to have traveled with Fox before or traveled with Colleen before. She would just love it. It's a good price. It's a good group of people, and I think you would have a blast. And
she's super fun.
And with that said, if you have not yet made your warm weather plans for winter of 2020, it is not too late to do so. We've got a pretty outstanding sale going on with our good friends at Apple Vacation, but you can only get those savings at Fox, and you've got about 2 minutes before you can start calling there.
Less than that, in fact.
How about that? 866-GO-FOX-GO.
All right, my friend, good to see you.
All right.
All right, we'll see you in a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.